point since 1983. And not just because he's on the phone, but legitimately one of my favorite coaches. And it's definitely an honor to talk to him. He is the head coach, new head coach of Western Michigan University and former Bucks wide receivers coach, P.J. Fleck. Coach Fleck, thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Happy New Year to all of you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. And congrats on the new baby and the new job and the big move. You know, that's like three of life's biggest stresses in 1 week for you. How did that work out?
I can say it's been a pretty good 3 weeks, and my wife and I are really excited about our new baby Paisley, and just excited for the great opportunity that we've been given here at Western Michigan, and very thankful for our time in Tampa as well.
Hey, that's awesome. So, Coach, you know, any Buccaneers fan who came out to training camp, or anybody in the media like myself who got to watch a lot of practices, basically you were the guy who stood out at practice for. You know, there are lots of energetic coaches around the NFL, but there aren't a lot of energetic coaches who actually put on cleats and get physical with players and sprint after wide receivers trying to strip them of the ball and just constant energy. Can you talk about that coaching style and where that comes from with you? And do you think you'll bring that to the college level?
Well, I think I will. I mean, I am who I am. One thing that's always motivated me is whoever I've always worked for. Something that's driven me since I was a kid was I just don't want that person to wake up one day and say, you know what, I don't need P.J. Fleck anymore. And that's kind of my way of just being me. And I've really always have a passion for coaching. I have a passion for young people and a passion for teaching. And I still feel like I can play, which is the problem. And, you know, so when that happens, you know, you want to strap up some cleats and show them exactly what you want. Because we're all teachers. We're just teachers of football. And just like a math teacher is a teacher of math, we're a teacher of football, and everybody learns in different ways. And, you know, I choose to teach vocally and obviously for them to see me physically and just try to reach people in different ways.
Sure. And you know, for fans listening, you are only 32 years old, and you did play for the 49ers, so it's not just a pipe dream. You probably could actually play. You definitely appear to be in close enough shape. And I remember asking Mike Williams if he thought you could get out there, and he was unequivocal. He was sure that you could you know, could handle a game at least one.
I mean, there's no doubt I could go out there. There's no doubt about that. I don't know exactly what kind of play I would make. That's the problem, or if I'd even come back in one piece. So, but trust me, I'm happy coaching.
We're talking to former Bucks wide receivers coach and new Western Michigan University head coach P.J. Fleck. Coach, that energetic style of coaching, you know, how did that translate to Vincent Jackson, who was an established veteran and, you know, it was probably a new situation for him? Was there any sort of a adjustment period there, or did he ever say to you, hey, you know, you're crazy, or what? How did your relationship develop with him?
Well, I think Vincent first is a true professional, and I think Vincent's grown up a lot over the last year, and really, he deserves to wear that C that he wears every Sunday on his chest, and he earned it. And, you know, that's just not given to him because we paid him a lot of money or he came in to be the number one receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I still remember sitting with him and at first meeting together, we're both kind of looking at each other like, well, we're the same age, and this should be really interesting. This is my first year in the National Football League. This is your eighth year. But the dynamic was great. He was so open to new things, and he just wanted to be coached. And his philosophy was, I can learn, I can absorb, I can get to take coaching from anybody because all I want to be is the best. I want people to make Vincent Jackson a household name, not the name that kind of everybody just follows behind some of the household names right now, but I want to be a household name. How can you help me get there? And when he said that to me, I knew I was with the right guy because every day he just continued to get better and better and wanting to grab more and just continue to grow. And that's hard to find at that level, especially with a guy that's been, you know, his third Pro Bowl coming up, that it's amazing the type of work ethic and the things that he taught me just as a coach and as a player.
And now, you know, one thing, it's not necessarily a stat that you would see on NFL.com or anything, but, you know, there was not one Buccaneers receiver or tight end or running back, at least from my count, and having looked back at it in detail, nobody caught a ball this season on the Buccaneers and fumbled it. And I know ball security was a massive hot button of yours, screaming chin, chin, chin all the time. And you know, it was obviously important to Greg Schiano. But can you talk about the focus on ball security for this team and you know, how maybe it's a little bit different than at other NFL teams?
Well, as a coach, you always get what you demand. And if you demand 100 things, it's going to be spread out. You're not going to get what you truly want. So what you get is what you demand is what you get. And Greg Schiano does a tremendous job. The ball is the program, period. That is the number one thing we teach our players, and that's the number one thing here in Western Michigan. We're going to do the same thing as well, is the ball is the program. You can do nothing without the football. And if you can protect the football in the National Football League, you're going to win a lot of games. And you mix that with some talent, get a couple breaks here and there, next thing you know, you're Super Bowl champ. So the ball is the program, and Greg did a great job of instilling that and getting players to believe that. And one thing about me is I'm a very lean person when it comes down to, whatever my head coach wants me to do, I'm going to do. And Greg really wanted me to get after ball security, and he did that at Rutgers. And I'm just glad the players bought into it, because it obviously really showed this year.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that loyalty. We've seen take a new job and advance in your career, and news today in Tampa Bay is that Ron Cooper is going to be moving on, likely to be announced at USF tomorrow, and we heard of Mike Sullivan interviewing, and Ron Turner left for the college ranks. I know that's not necessarily a reflection of loyalty, but can you talk about, maybe what it's like to coach under Greg Schiano? He prides himself on being very demanding and detail-oriented and has openly said, I'm kind of a micromanager kind of guy. Can you talk about what it's like to work for him? And, maybe that's a tough situation.
Well, first of all, it's a privilege to say that I coached for Greg Schiano, because the amount of respect he has as a tough, hard-nosed football coach, extremely intelligent. He has an answer for every situation. And, to be able to, it's kind of like the Frank Sinatra song. I've always said that about him, that if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And that's a compliment in a way, because he's so smart, and he has training methods for everything, and he prepares you for every scenario that you're going to face. And it's sometimes when you look at it like, gosh, he's preparing me for this, and where is this going to actually fit? And then when you actually in a game and you come into that situation and it actually happens, you're like, holy cow. I mean, the guy has such foresight, and he has such a preparation for the unexpected. And, he's so much smarter than I am that I was always like, well, wow, this is incredible. We're actually talking about this. But then it come up in a game. He's prepared me for every situation. And like I said, I truly believe that I coach for him. I can coach anywhere, and I can succeed anywhere because of how he's taught me to handle adversity, handle success, how to be a man, and definitely how to succeed as a football coach.
Sure, sure. We're talking with P.J. Fleck, former Bucks wide receivers coach and the new head coach at Western Michigan. One thing, as long as we're talking about Coach Schiano and how he operates, just for the average fan and really just probably most people watching, it was a very bizarre situation when Adam Hayward shoved Brian Cox on the sideline. And it seemed a little odd that it was sort of swept away as, hey, that's football, things happen. But can you talk about what happened there? And is that something that you would tolerate as a head coach? Or was there maybe, some sort of double standard that it was okay because it was a position coach? It just seemed a little weird to the average fan just seeing that happen and then it sort of go away.
Well, I think football is an emotional game, especially the National Football League. It's an emotional game. Things are said, things are miscommunicated, things happen, and there's so much riding on every single play. And when tempers get going, especially at that level, it's definitely sometimes hard to control. But every coach handles things in certain ways in different situations. But Greg is very smart, and there's a reason how he handled it, how he handled it. And one thing about him that I've always been truly aware of, that there's nothing by coincidence. Nothing surprises him, and there's never any time where he doesn't have a plan to handle any certain situation. And there's always reason behind it. So however he handled it, I knew it exactly. We trust him. And I've always trusted him. However he handled it, it's been well thought out, and there's a strategic plan behind it. And, I know that that's exactly why he handled it the way he handled it, and it's his football program.
There's a YouTube video out there of Greg Schiano at Rutgers. I don't know if you've seen it or not. Not important if you have. But basically, it seems to be at his house, and the whole team is there, and there's a barbecue, and everybody's bonding, and he's running around laughing with water guns, and guys are having a blast, and it's a side of Coach Schiano that nobody's really seen here in Tampa. Would you say that the Buccaneers, the roster, has sort of seen Greg Schiano's full side yet? Has he sort of bonded with them yet? Is there anything maybe know, you can give us some insight into what we don't know about Schiano?
Well, I think Coach Schiano is very good at when he's working, he's working. That is his job. He's so good at sprinting and resting. You know, sprinting when he's working, doing everything he can to make the Buccaneers the best team in the National Football League. That is his number one goal. With every decision and everything that he makes, every decision he makes has the Buccaneers in mind to make sure that Buccaneers go and win the Super Bowl. That is so true about him in every aspect. And he's such a good leader and such a good CEO of a company that that's what he thinks about when he's working. Every decision he makes is for a Super Bowl. Now, when he's away, he's a great father, he's a great husband, he's flying around with squirt guns. And I remember the first time I went to his house and I saw him running around with a squirt gun. I was like, well, who is this guy? Because you only see him within the confines of the walls, and he's so locked in, and he's so disciplined. And everything he does, like I said, has the vision of a Super Bowl coming back to Tampa. But I love that, how driven he is to make sure in every aspect of his life, he's trying to be the best at it. And when he's home, he's making sure he's the best water gun squirter in the world.
Sure. Have the players had a chance to sort of see his fun side yet in any way?
You know, one thing I can comment on that is when you become a head football coach and you take over a program, I tell you what, you don't have time to do much of anything. And all you're trying to do is get that thing in the first year going in the right direction. And that's what his whole main focus was this year. I think as year two comes and year three comes, you're going to see him. I think you're going to see more of the Greg Schiano that I know, and the man, the husband, the father, that I think everybody that truly knows him sees. And like I said, he does a great job of balancing that. And I think as the years go by and once he's laid the foundation, I think you're going to see a little bit more of the true Greg Schiano as we go through the years.
I got you. I mean, you can't let it out early. I'm just curious. But it makes sense that, hey, year two, year three, he'll be able to loosen up a little bit. We're talking with Coach P.J. Fleck, head coach at Western Michigan, former Bucs wide receivers coach. Question P.J. about a guy, Preston Parker. You played in the league, you fought your way up, and a guy like Parker, who was legitimately one of the best third down receivers in football in 2011, didn't really cut it with the Bucs, got cut, and then was out of football. Can you talk about maybe how a guy like that goes from being an up and comer to out of the league and how fragile it is? And was there anything specific about Parker that, he needs to work on or why he didn't fit?
Well, I think it's a little bit different than college in terms of, NFL players, they have families, they have wives, they have kids, they have things outside their life that affect them, I think, a little bit more. There's more of that, I think, in the National Football League, obviously, as they get older and they have families and kids. But I think it's not just football anymore, and they're just not out there going to school. And now they have more responsibilities, and some people handle that better than others. Some people can do everything. Some people struggle with doing different things. Some, but Preston was a phenomenal receiver and worked his tail end off. And I was sad to see him go just because he'd come a long way. But at the end of the day, it is a business, and it is about the productivity of a player. And does the future lie in this young man? Can we get him to where we want to be able to have him? And that's one thing that's different than college, because you bought him for 4 years, so you truly develop him. In the National Football League, you can obviously move on at any time. And Preston's doing great. I talk to him quite frequently, and I was really happy with the time I had with Preston and the chance I got to spend with him and help him grow as a man and as a football player.
And last question for you, Coach. I really appreciate your time tonight. And, man, I was hoping you were going to come on, start yelling and screaming, but no, I know it's an interview. I'm just, I really,
I'm talking about Western Michigan. They talk about our recruiting this weekend. I might start doing it. I might philosophy here in Western Michigan. I'm just very excited that I have a chance to talk to you tonight.
No, I mean, on a personal level, I just enjoyed watching you coach so much. It got me, I almost felt like, hey, I was ready to put the pads on, which would have been a disaster. But, it's just that energy is infectious. But last question for you. Maybe you can give me a bit of an X's and O's answer. Late in the season, it seemed a little odd. Week 15 or so, we started talking about miscommunication among receivers and Josh Freeman. It seemed like a weird time for that to happen. Can you give a receivers coach perspective on sort of what fell apart there a little bit?
I think you just have to give the type of defenses we were facing. I mean, the National Football League is some of the best coaches in the world. And they're not going to go ahead, and once you start getting around to playing guys again and again, they're not going to give you the same looks. And they're going to try to create different things that you're going to be able to see and show you things that they made may look like the first time they played you, and then the second time it's completely opposite. So some of the adjustments we were making, but, you know, I mean, that I just think they did a great job scheming against us, like everybody does towards the end of the year. And I wouldn't say it was a ton of miscommunication in terms of we weren't on the same page. I just didn't think we executed as an entire offense at times. And that happened to be at the end of the season. Instead of the beginning, it has somewhat happened at the end. But, you know, I think we were always on the same page. Sully did a great job preparing the entire offense. And, you know, that happens in the National Football League sometimes where the defense gets the best of you and you miss plays by inches. And maybe we were hitting some plays early and we just missed some plays that could have broken a game wide open and we could have, you know, went down and scored a touchdown, but we didn't convert the third down that we might have converted at the beginning of the year. I think it's just the timing of it and the timing of some third down conversions that we weren't able to get kind of every third down and moving those sticks, they changed the complete outlook of the game. And I thought we were always, you know, pretty much on the same page, and the defense is doing a great job towards the end of the year of making things look like one thing and going to another.
Hey, thanks so much for the time tonight, Coach Fleck. Definitely, we got to do it again. We got to get into some recruiting with Western Michigan. I'm sure you'll be down here a lot in Florida and, you know, calling on guys like Vincent Jackson to help you recruit a little bit. And good luck to you, and we'll talk to you again.
I really appreciate it for the time. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks a lot, Coach. That was Coach P.J. Fleck, former Bucks wide receivers coach here on the Hooters Hotline on Sports Radio 98.7.